The future success of USSA says its new CEO, Tiger Shaw, is strengthening the pipeline. Head Alpine coach Sasha Rierich recently expressed concern that the team has fallen off the mark in terms of its technical disciplines, the building blocks of Alpine racing of both slalom and giant slalom. Shaw says he welcomes those comments, knowing that they were based on measuring that pipeline.
It's much like Las Vegas odds in horse racing. So how many athletes do we have that have a pretty decent odd of winning or placing, so to speak? We need to build that and improve that. And in the technical disciplines, we don't have as much depth as we would like to have. And Sasha was making that remark publicly, which is quite true. At the same time, we have some incredibly talented athletes. So we have a two-pronged approach to improving that. One is we're going to make the very best with the great athletes we have now, whether or not we have a deep pipeline. We can't change that at the moment, but we can improve with what we have. And this is where the grassroots parts come in and where we are partnering with our community, our stakeholders, our clubs, academies, and we're going to work very closely with them to make sure we understand the very best way to get the very best kids to the elite level that want to be at the elite level.
While Shaw agrees that ski racing is an expensive sport, he doesn't think it's a sport just for rich kids. And many of those who participate, he says, have parents working in the resort industry. What he's committed to do is making sure that fundraising can begin to start covering the cost to develop the elite junior competitors sooner than they can afford to do now.
Their kids are very rich in their opportunity to be exposed to skiing and riding on these amazing mountains. And again, Park City is a good example of this. The town I'm from, Stowe, Vermont, is an example of that. Yes, you have plenty of wealthy families, but you have some that aren't also. The key thing is that when it becomes expensive because you're becoming an elite athlete, that we have the funding in place that we can support them so that when you get to a world-class level, it's not expensive. And that's a key thing that we need to accomplish. We don't have as much money as we would like to have to support all the athletes to the level we would like to support them. And that's something we're going to work very, very hard on in the coming years.
That's the new CEO of USSA, Tiger Shaw. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.